Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Happy Thanksgiving to you, ladies and gentlemen. May you have all the greenest of green bean casserole today.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
is anyone in the neighborhood besides Natalia having green bean casserole today?
Nope.
No.
Are you Jose?
Yes.
You have it every year?
Every year, my mother makes it.
That's the Joe in you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the Jose, that's the Joe.
I love it.
Is your mother-in-law, is she Latina?
Kind of.
Right, yeah,
little
yeah.
Whitewash.
Okay, there it is.
A little whitewash. He said a little whitewash.
Go take care of your throat, bro.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
When you said you was going to make extra money on the side, I didn't think it was from that. But happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Do continue to hang out with us. Your big interview, we got Lizzo in the neighborhood.
Love my girl Lizzo so much. She has such a great
Don't try to take
energy.
My part. We got
I'm
your
sorry.
Big interview with Lizzo
sorry.
Coming up.
I just got excited.
Yeah, Lizzo don't even like you.
She does.
I remember last time I talked to Lizzo, she was like, ugh, and Natalia. She said she's going to do like a diss song, not even a diss rap.
You know what? I'd be honored.
Yeah. She's going to pull a flute out and just blow on it. All righty, let's speak on it. People say I'm cheap.
Yeah, man. There's Alrighty. Certain things you guys know I do, especially on dates that people might think it's a little cheap, dog.
Yeah. So, you should have saw when the pandemic was really going down in quarantine, because he always do things out of the prize closet or, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're going to a movie premiere.
Oh, my God.
You know, we got to get there early because seats aren't confirmed. It's first name, you know, first come, first serve basis. So, yes, people say that Luigi is cheap. And also, we got a great In Case You Missed It with
Eminem.
Why Eminem, honey?
Because he lied to you about Dr. Dre, big.
Lying ass Eminem.
Yeah.
When we see him, man, we're going to dye his hair blonde.
Just do it.
Hey, man, he went on the Super Bowl. He got to come out with blonde hair.
Yes, big.
Ooh. He got to come out like yesterday, man.
You got to tell Dr. Dre, make sure he dyes
his hair.
Yeah,
I'll tell Dre and him. They both going to think it's corny. Y'all continue to hang out with us, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood is definitely going down, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to yours. And it's only right, ladies and gentlemen, that we wish a happy Thanksgiving to our good friend, Mr. Luther Lufe, as well. This one right here is Thanksgiving dinner. This is where Luther calls a man to see when can he deliver a Thanksgiving dinner. Let's go and get into your phone tap on the tens right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, man. Speak to please.
Speaking.
This is Luther Lufe from Beyonce's Catering. I was calling to give you a setup time for your Thanksgiving dinner that's going to be delivered.
But we didn't order anything, sir.
There's nothing I could do as far as canceling out your order. But
I'm going out for dinner.
Should I just have them drop it off at 7 North Oreo?
Don't bring it here at all. I don't want it.
Hello.
I have a delivery address for 7 North Oreo Avenue.
I told him we didn't.
We did not order it.
Why is he?
Just a minute. What was the date that was ordered?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling up your invoice right now as far as your order date.
Well, it's not ours, I'll tell you.
Stop arguing. I have here on November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's the 2 15-pound turkeys, 2 pans of dressing.
No.
2 pans of stuffing.
I didn't order anything, but if you want to read it off, you can do what you want to.
Well, be quiet. 6 pounds of potato salad, 48 circular slices of cranberry sauce, 7 pies, cakes and pies, and that comes up to $678.31.
We're not accepting anything.
Ma'am, are you going to eat Thanksgiving dinner or not?
No, I'm not going to eat Thanksgiving dinner. We did not order this.
Yes, you did.
You have to prove that.
I'm proving it right now. You did. I have the order right here.
Somebody else put that order in.
And it has your name on it, and it has your phone number. Tell him to be quiet in the background and stop arguing with me. I'm just trying to feed your family.
No, it's not coming here because we're not going to be here.
Well, I'll have him leave it on your porch.
This is harassment. What is your catering service?
It's called Beyonce's.
Find out where he's from.
Look.
Yes. Look, I'm your father. You're not scaring nobody.
If you continue to call here, I'm going to call the police.
For what?
I'm not paying for this.
You?
I didn't order it, and I'm telling you, I don't care what you say.
And who's the vegetarian?
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Yo, I don't even know what to do with this story, bro. There is
Man,
this
just
lady.
Present it.
Yeah, there is this lady in New York, and I think we found the cheapest person in the world, man.
In the world, Lou?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Listen to what she does to save money.
Hi, my name is Kate Hashimoto, and I'm an extreme cheapskate. I'm a licensed CPA.
And I've lived in New York for 3 years. If I have to spend money, I cannot avoid it. I will try to pay as little as possible. I average about $200 a month in basic living expenses. The last time I bought underwear was 1998. I don't think I've ever bought socks. This is my bed where I sleep, and these are actually yoga mats that somebody was trying to get rid of, so I took them. I don't use toilet paper. I just use water and soap to clean myself off after going to the bathroom.
That's gross.
Ew. Is that cheap?
Yes, man.
Is that saving money? Is that smart, or is that just gross?
That's gross, bro.
She hasn't bought underwear since 1999 or 98 or something.
1998, yes. Man. And she don't use toilet paper. What's she?
Right.
Oh, man.
Yo, man, there's this whole background, like a whole episode on TLC about her, and even just the napkins. She goes into public restrooms, grabs those napkins, washes her hands, and then saves them. And that's what kind of she uses in the restroom if she has to use those to wash her hands off, because she says those are reusable.
I remember, man, when I got my first apartment, I used to go to places and get like the napkins from there and take them home. You know what I'm saying? I can't lie.
You are not gross like her because you've bought underwear.
I've definitely purchased underwear since 1998.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just nasty.
There was a part where she was trying to hustle like a street vendor and be like, oh, she knows this thing is $3. But then she busts out her change and is like, oh, I only have $150. Can you take $150? And the guy's like, no, sorry. Okay.
He's like, I see this camera here, ma'am. I know you're doing a TV show.
It's like, okay, now I'm going to have to leave then. And then she just walks away.
Wow. All right. Hey, man, and she's a certified CPA.
She makes it.
I mean, she's a CPA, so.
And her apartment's paid off.
Man, and you know why? That's why she hasn't purchased underwear since 1998. But hit us up, man. People say I'm cheap because I do this. I told you, I had a cousin of mine, man. Mm-hmm. He had this car that Nissan was like, we don't know how to repair this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the parts. It's too old. Yeah. It was a car called a Nissan Pulsar. I told him, I said, man, you should have sold it to a museum.
Yes.
But people say I'm cheap because I do this.
I want to hear this.
Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. People say I'm cheap because I do this.
Yeah, man.
Let's bring Ray into the neighborhood. Ray, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Ray. Ray, people say I'm cheap because I do this.
I tip cheap at restaurants.
Oh, you're the... Man, you're the cheap tipper. And like, how do you cheap? Let's do this. Let's say if the bill is $30.
Yeah.
How much of a tip do I get on $30?
Maybe about $2-$3.
Oh, wow, that is...
That's 10%, I guess?
But, you know, I would think like, you know... So let me ask you this, man. There's somebody that's right now that's like, yeah, that's why we're not going back to work.
Exactly.
That's why. Hey, man, are you notoriously known as being a cheap tipper?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Because sometimes, it's the service as well.
Right, right. You know, I was going to ask you, like, how do you grade your tip, but... Yeah, so
you know.
So if they did great service, what they get? $4?
Maybe $5.
Oh, okay.
Maybe $5.
All righty, but you get that. Has anyone ever called you out on your tip?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I just leave and go, so before they say anything.
Yeah, he knows what's wrong. He knows what's wrong by his laughter.
He knows
what's wrong by how he get up and run out of there.
Yeah. He knows.
Let's bring Jaden into the neighborhood. Jaden, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jaden. Jaden, people say I'm cheap because I do this.
People say I'm cheap because when I date women or I take girls out on a date, I always try to split it. I don't ever try to pay for the full tab or like try to pay for the whole date.
I heard.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
So how do you bring that up? How do you make that cool? Do you say it beforehand or do you say it once the bill come or once you sit down, do you say, oh, can we get separate checks?
No, so like the way I do it, you know, I mention it at the end, you know, at the end I'd be like, you know, like, do you want to, like, can we split it? Can we go halves? Just only because, look, I'm 25 years old. I own 3 businesses, successful companies, and I got a good job. So
I heard that. So you have a good job, 3 successful companies. I don't think so, because if you're sitting there talking about let's split the bill.
No, man, it's because I got to see if she can match me. That's the only reason why. I don't want a woman to use me for my money. I'm always paying for everything. So now I'm to the point where I'm like, nah, I like they got to match me.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
I hear you. So he's still testing them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little card over there like, all right, okay. He also raising his eyebrow when what she ordered. Can I get the surf and turf? Like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she crazy. Oh, she
what's
crazy.
The market
she
price?
She don't even know that she got it. Yeah, she there ain't even no price on there. It says MP next to it. She don't even know she's paying for half of this. All righty, y'all hit us up. Big Boy Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. People say I'm cheap because I do this. Let's bring Allie into the neighborhood. Allie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello, Allie. Allie, people say I'm cheap because I do this.
Well, you know, Big Boy, I'm telling you the truth. I needed some laundry soap, didn't have a $20. It wasn't going to stretch, so I had some soft soap and food color. And you know what I did? Went and bought that, put that soft soap back in there with that food color, and got my money back. And it was all good.
Wow. Wait, Allie. Take me through this slower one more time. What did you do?
I said it fast. I went to the store. You know, I won't say the name. Everybody go to it. But I needed some laundry soap. Mm-hmm. So I only had $20. So I got the big thing of laundry soap, needed my money. I went home, put some soft soap in there. I had a little soft soap and food color to make it match and took it back and got my money.
I heard that. So did you pour all the other laundry detergent out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Goodwill will give you a whole big old bag of different kind of bottles. All you need is a marker and then bottles. And I'm telling you something, it was all right with me.
I heard that.
I had my money and I washed my clothes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know. when you look now, washing detergent, I don't know what the hell happened.
It's
expensive, bro.
It's like they're selling gold.
It, you know what? This pandemic done got people real on some real green mode and they done went way high. And I just couldn't take it.
I heard that.
It was looking bleak, so I had to do what I had to do.
Let me ask you this, Allie. Why do that as opposed to just not washing your clothes ever again? Yeah, I thought so. hey, Allie, I like how you let it down. She let it down a little bit. She was like, hold on. Like, what is he asking me? She was like, oh.
No social life. I'm a single woman here. You know, I'll tell you something. I need every bit of every opportunity I can get, you know.
I heard that.
Young clothes, so I got to keep them clean.
I heard that. Go ahead. Hey, man, you know what she's talking about.
I'm a old hater. You know what I mean? I'm one of them old ones that sit on the porch with the mason jar. But, you know, I think I still got it, and I'll be out there trying to do some things.
I heard
so
that.
So it'd be all wrong.
All righty. I'm going to end this call right here.
Don't know where it can go.
I'm gonna tell you guys straight up, man. It scared me. I don't know where it was going. She out there with a mason jar, hating on the youngsters that, you know, the young female that's rolling by. You know what I'm saying? All righty, y'all hit us up. And for those who just heard probably the last part of that, what we're talking about, people say I'm cheap because I do this. I know it sounds crazy that we went into something totally different, say I'm cheap because I do this. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. People say I'm cheap because I do this. Let's bring V into the neighborhood. V, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, V. V, people say I'm cheap because I do this.
Oh, because I dig in my ash bag for weed roaches and I ride around my gas light on every day.
Okay, wait. So you dig in your ashtray for weed roaches and what else?
And I ride around with my gas light on every day.
And you ride around with your gas light on every day.
Every day. It never fails. Come on, every day.
Weed roaches in the ashtray.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah. And ride around with the gas light. Hey, V, let me tell you. Now, I know when I'm in my car, I'm like, man, I can get home or I can get to the station tomorrow.
I feel like I can make it.
Yeah, V, my wife is always like, you need to get gas. I'm like, dude, I'm on a half a tank or a quarter of a tank. Like, what are you talking about?
My oldest son, I tell him, just because the gas light on, that don't mean we out of gas. I'm low, but I can make it. We can make it.
Go ahead now.
It's that willpower.
Yeah, man. And you know what it is? When her car run out of gas, she got all those roaches in them. You know, the little. Yeah. She can just go ahead and just wait for somebody to bring her a little gas tank or something.
That's the best part. And it make a whole nother one. You know what you can do with that? You can make a whole nother one before you go buy some more.
See, there it is right there. Not only people say she cheap, she just gave us an each one teach one.
Yes, pretty much.
You can take all those baby roaches, you know, all the little blunts or the joints that you smoke, put it into another.
And make a whole nother one.
There it is right
seems
there.
Like a lot of work, man.
It does?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of
work. It tastes better. Recycle.
Yeah. See, let me tell you. Let me talk to Louie.
Yeah,
sorry, V. You see, she said it tastes better. It's recycled.
Oh, this is her money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, gotcha.
This, this is her ashtray. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Bad. I'm just tripping that she got an ashtray in the car.
I want other people too.
You know what
I'm saying? I want other people too.
Oh, so when somebody finished smoking, do you say, let me have yours? Let me have your roach?
Yes. Let me have it. I just eat it.
Oh, you just take it. I heard that.
Yes, don't let me go to a party anywhere. I will walk around and go around all the little, yes, and collect all of them and have a whole, I'll make me a whole lot when I get home.
I heard that, man.
I love the hustle.
Okay. Hey, man.
I love it. It's genius,
and
bro.
And it's a pandemic going on.
Yeah,
yeah, she like, forget that. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's better than that than going around getting everybody soda and pouring it into your cup.
Or beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like if I did that at the bar.
Give me that. All right, you can throw it away now. You can throw it away. Like, yeah, that's how I get faded. Oh, I don't buy no beers when I go there.
Just wait till
the end. And especially if it's ladies' night, I get in free, too. Oh, come on now. Hit us up. People say I'm cheap because I do this. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
What up, Ludo?
All right, so there's this girl on TikTok. Her name is Rika, and she put something up about her boyfriend and their relationship and what's happening. Would you let your mate do this?
Hi, my name's Rika, and my boyfriend is away for 8 weeks filming a dating reality TV show. He doesn't have his phone throughout filming, so I have no idea what's going on. I don't think I'm allowed to know what's going on.
Hey, man. I couldn't imagine going home to my wife and be like, hey, babe, I'm gonna be gone for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they got this show called Win a Date with Big Boy. Yeah.
For real.
I get to the set, nobody showed up. Yeah. But man, where all the ladies at? Like, hey, Big, nobody auditioned. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
My boyfriend is away for 8 weeks filming a dating reality TV show.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G is up in here, and
it's about that time for another Idiot Award. Yes.
Alrighty, who got an idiot award?
This one
award
is going to be the most amazing idiot award and a good, a positive idiot award for these people, right? Okay, I watch The Simpsons. A lot of people out there have seen The Simpsons, and one of my favorite parts is when Bart Simpson calls Moe's Tavern and prank calls Moe.
Moe's Tavern.
Is Mr. Freely there?
Who?
Freely. First initial is IP.
Hold on, I'll check it. Is IP Freely here? Hey, everybody, IP Freely. Listen to me, lousy bum. When I get home to you, you're dead. I swear I'm going to slice your heart in half.
I love it.
It happens all the time. Well, this is what happened at a board meeting in Virginia. Okay, the board meeting was happening. The commissioner was up there, and he was calling up the...
No.
You know, sometimes there's guests who sign up to speak in front of this council meeting, this board meeting. So the names that were called...
Oh, no.
were pretty much some of the best names I've ever heard.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sulk. Sook.
Oh, no.
Mahid. Oh. Ophelia McH. Ophelia McH. Eileen Dover.
Oh, my God.
Eileen Dover. Don Kitt. Don Kitt. Wayne. Wayne.
He was running like back to back. Oh, my gosh, man. Dude, I just got fuzzy with an email one, but I can't say it on air.
This is why I got to give the awesome idiot award to the people who pulled this off, man.
Oh, man.
You are awesome idiots.
Yeah. There it is. Are we giving an idiot award to them? Or are we giving an idiot award to the person that read the names off?
Let's give it to the guy who read the names.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
I was going to do one myself, but I don't want to bleep myself.
You're an idiot.
Enjoy your award, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now let's go. Let's go to get into your phone tap, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving to yours. Hopefully, you're having your best Thanksgiving ever and throughout the day. Yes, may you get fat. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, man. This is Thanksgiving pickup. This is where Luther calls some folks to pick him up from the airport for Thanksgiving. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Gotcha. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
Hello, man. Speak to.
Who is this?
How you doing? It's Luther Ernestine, son. I'm out here at the airport.
I have no idea who that person is.
I was coming out for Thanksgiving, and you guys had spoke with my parents?
I'm sorry, young man, but they gave you the wrong phone number.
Okay, do you know Ernestine?
No, I don't, sir.
Oh, it was to our understanding that I was supposed to spend Thanksgiving with you guys.
I don't know you. I don't know your mother.
Okay, do you know Verdale?
No, I don't know anyone that you are speaking about.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm just out here. I've never been out here. I'm at the airport right now.
I suggest you call whoever sent you here.
All right, is there? Can you put on the phone?
Dad! Hello?
It's Luther. I'm at the airport right now. My flight came in a little early.
Luther.
Yes, sir.
Refresh my memory, sir.
This Ernestine, son, I was flying in for Thanksgiving.
The only Ernestine I know I met through my ex-wife, but I know nothing about Ernestine even leaving the state.
Yes, she's gone. She left the state and she left her state of mind.
Uh-huh.
But we can catch up once I get there.
No, well, no, you can't do that because I don't have any visitors.
It's cold out here.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to come out and have some turkey and dressing and just sit in the nice environment.
Not in
and
my now, place, sir. My place is a terrible environment.
I'm going to jump in the cab and come to this address I have right here.
No, don't you come to my place.
Is there a market around there so I can go buy us the turkey?
There is no chance of anything going on between you and I, sir. I don't know why you're being so obnoxious about
I'm
this.
Not being obnoxious, sir.
Yes,
I'm just
you are,
saying,
sir. I'm leave me alone.
Are you more of a Cornish hen or do you want a whole turkey? How are we going to do this?
What do you mean, how are we going to do this? I told you, no.
So I'm just going to come over with you.
No, you're not. Goodbye. Stay the hell away from me.
That's it.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Back in the days, it was like, okay, well, we got, you know, Rolling Stone. We got The Source. We want 5 mics. This person is a critic for Billboard. And you had these specifics. Now everybody's a critic. This device makes everybody a critic. Like, your album is already whack, and we ain't even heard it. You know what I'm saying? Your album is two days old. Where's the new one at now? Ooh. I couldn't imagine being 500 pounds. I was over 500 pounds, right? I couldn't imagine being over 500 pounds, and if they would have had social media back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the way that they pick people apart right now, and people are just truly hurtful.
You know, I mean, we're definitely in the instant gratification generation where it's like, we want it right now. I want the opinion right now. Where's Donda?
Like, right, yeah.
You know, and I'm appreciative of it because I feel like without having social media or the social network, I wouldn't have, the word of mouth of me as an artist wouldn't have spread so quickly. You know, my story is different than a lot of people. I was an indie artist for a long time before I got signed to a major label. And then I had a song blow up 2 years later, you know, off the strength of syncs and social media. I'm really grateful for it. And to be honest with you, I'm so used to social media that I wasn't aware. I remember Adele called me though one day. I was getting backlash for being fat again. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Mate, are you okay?" And she's like, "I don't know, you do it." She's like, "When I was coming up, it wasn't like this." Like, and I realized, I said, damn, she's right. Like, this is a whole different type of pressure to just exist. Yeah. Like, I step outside the house and it's just like, everyone's a paparazzi too.
Yeah, I remember when music used to be music. You know what I'm saying? Like, people used to talk about your music, talk about your albums. Now they don't even talk about your music. They talk about what you're wearing. They talk about what you look like. They talk about what you ate. You know, they talk about who you're dating, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So how do you control how much you let get out there?
I don't have anything to hide.
Right.
I don't need social media. Social media need me.
Say
you know what I'm saying? Because I'll be out there just using what I got. And, you know, a lot of the comments about me are, "Oh, she's fat. How dare she twerk and be fat?" But it's like, I don't give a f- that you think I'm fat. I like my fat and I'm pretty. So what the hell? What you got to say? And I'm talented. What you got to say?
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to say. There's nothing they can say that I don't already know about myself that I'm not proud of. Right. So that makes it easier for me, honestly.
Lizzo, so much for us to cover. Y'all stick around y'all radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Natalia, please.
Lizzo, come on.
We got to talk about it. Everyone always wants to know who you're dating, who you're crushing on. But of course, you're always talking about Captain America, Chris Evans. What is it about Chris Evans that made you slide into his DMs that one night? Besides the liquor. Besides the liquor.
Drunkenly.
I'll tell you one thing. Okay, I'm going to just keep it real. I haven't really told nobody this. I saw a video of him hollering at this black girl. It was like a paparazzi video and it was old. And he was outside of this hotel or whatever. And he was hollering at this black girl. He didn't know nobody was looking at him. And so he was full like, you know, he was Christopher Jamal. Yeah.
Hey, mom, what's
and
up?
I don't know what happened with that. I don't know what happened, but I know it was years ago. So I was like, you know what? She's probably not in the picture. There's just something about that face. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you come to a black woman, you got to come correct. And when you do come correct, there's nothing more attractive. You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, he got game a little bit. I'm single. Do, 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 do. And I sensed it off. Like I don't do that. And you know, I remember the whole Saweetie thing where it's like, I'm a icy boy. Like the DMs was working. The DMs was working. So I said, let me try my luck and see what happens. And I shooted my shot.
I heard that. Did he immediately see it?
No, because I unsent it. Right. I was so scared. So this is what happened. I'm messy. I sent it. I screenshotted it. Or whatever the next day, and I made a TikTok, and then I unsent it. I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But the TikTok went viral. Oh. And I think somebody showed him the TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And then he wrote me, he said, hey, there's no shame in your game. Like, I've done worse things on the internet. And I'm like, oh my God, Chris Evans.
Tell me about
those
worst things.
Look, I'm sweating now.
Man, y'all do stick around your radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood back up in here, man. Your big interview, Lizzo in the neighborhood. Is there a pressure to being Lizzo? Because there's times when you could just want to do something, show up to a basketball game, and then people throw role model at you. People throw these kind of things at you. Mm-hmm. Is there a pressure to where you just want to step out sometimes?
First of all, I feel like that's the only way you can be a role model is if someone assigns you the title. I don't think I could go and say, hey guys, I'm a role model, so do what I do. Right. I think that doesn't even make sense to the true nature of what a role model is. You got to have people to model for to be a role model. They have to look up to you. So the fact that they've put that on me is an honor. Right. It's not a burden because it's like, I have to be doing something right for people to feel that way about me. But the beauty of kind of the person, the identity that I've put out there is that I do have good days and bad days. And I think that's why people relate to me. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like an hour before this interview, I was upset and I was sad and I was feeling away. And I was like, I'm about to talk to Big Boy. Let me go meditate, you know, and take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's being honest in ways like that, that actually really make people, I think, feel me. Right. If I was fake and happy all the time, I don't think people would want to strive to be that. Right. Nobody believes that.
Does you know it what I'm ever saying? Become too much?
No, because I think that I have a bubble. Wow. You know, there's the NBA bubble, there's the LIZ bubble.
Hello.
I be in it and I'm so unaware sometimes of the world and social media. I won't see it until it's on like a blog or something that people are saying something about me or that people are putting a pressure on me or, you know, I have a happy place.
Does any of that when it comes to social media and the clutter, how do you keep the clutter out and does it affect you? You know, it could be 1,000 praises and one hand. And do you look at that one hand a little heavier?
Yeah. And I made the mistake of doing that early on.
Right.
And when I learned that was happening, I was like, yo, I can't read comments no more. Yeah. I just stopped reading comments like completely. Like I had a friend the other day, she just had her first viral like TikTok and she had like some comments that were kind of mean. And it was maybe like 100 comments and maybe like 2 of them were mean. And I was like, I don't even care if you have 10 comments, don't read them. Cause you know what I realized? Comments are not for me. Right. The comments are not for you. That's, I don't know what it is for now. People getting getting they stuff off or you know what I'm saying? or sometimes it's there so people can be intentionally hurtful. I don't want that. That's right. Not for me. So right. I don't even reach for it anymore. I don't seek it.
Lizzo, so much for us to cover. Y'all stick around y'all radios, man. We got Lizzo in the neighborhood, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. Rude mama.
What would you do in this situation, Big? Think about this. So this woman shared a story about how she took a recent flight. And on her flight, as she sat down, she saw that she was sitting down to next to a mom and a seven-year-old. The mom then says, can my seven-year-old take the window seat? He wants to watch, you know, as they fly. And she goes, you know what? Sure, go ahead. So she switches seats. Mm-hmm. But then it gets worse. Then the woman who's on the flight sharing the story, she says, I started to watch a movie on my phone. And it was like a dark kind of comic book movie. And so the mom then taps the woman on the shoulder and says, can you watch something that's a little bit more age appropriate since my son's next to you? And she goes, no.
Oh, my God, man.
And then the kid burst out, do you have games on your phone? And the woman goes, no. And the mom goes, come on, you can let him play games on your phone.
Oh, my God. This is not for real.
I'm sorry. I said, what? Excuse me. Did you just?
Like, for one, if you're traveling with this little kid, you're supposed to have his entertainment.
Exactly.
And then you don't have nothing on your phone for your kid that you've been with all the. I'm sitting next to your child and I'm supposed to have games.
Yes.
But you as a mother not supposed to?
Yes.
Wow.
So then the rest of the flight goes on and there's a few minutes. The movie finishes that she's watching on her phone maybe 10 minutes before the flight's over. So then she just kind of sits there and hangs out and she hears the woman next to her call her the B word. Because she says, well, at least you can let him play games now, you
Damn. Yes. What's the entitlement there? Yeah. And what is this called? Skanks on a plane?
The last name
so
Trump.
Tied. Yeah. No. I just like, again, you know, people love to share stories of their experiences, especially when it comes to planes. But I thought this and I was like, I'm a new parent and I would never have the audacity to speak to someone like that or tell someone, you can at least let him play games on your phone.
Yeah, that
you can at least be a parent.
Yeah, you thinking rational for the irrational.
I know.
that just sounds crazy.
Isn't it? It's so crazy. Obviously, you know, people in the comments.
And for one, when I have my headphones on, please don't tap me.
Don't tap me.
You know, there's sometimes when I have my headphones on just so I don't have to talk. I remember one time, dude, I was flying to Hawaii, and it was this lady. She talked to me from wheels up to wheels down.
No, she didn't. Oh,
yep. That's like a five-hour trip.
Yeah, man. Are you asleep? Like, yes.
My eyes are closed. Right,
yeah, y'all stick around y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello
there, Jasmine. Please don't bring blank for the holidays. Don't bring what?
The most important thing not to bring is cranberry sauce.
Man.
Nobody eats cranberry sauce.
I eat cranberry sauce. I gotta have cranberry sauce with like my dressing.
You guys are lying right now.
No, let me tell you. My whole family eats cranberry sauce.
What?
I gotta have it.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? Don't bring you for the holidays then. I told her. Yeah, don't bring you for the holidays then, Jasmine. You know what I'm saying? Because we like some cranberry sauce at my house. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. We like some cranberry sauce at my house. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani is up in here. In case you missed, we got Eminem.
Yeah, Big, one of the times that he had come into the neighborhood, I cannot believe that he lied to you.
Yeah, you said this. I don't remember him lying.
He did lie to you, although he still has about maybe a year and a half, 2 years. We have to see how old Jaden is and when he's going to graduate high school, but okay. He still has some time. And then, Big, when you do start this interview, that first laugh you hear from Eminem, everyone in the comments were like, I have never heard him laugh like this.
Will my son be able to bump Detox at his high school graduation? He's two now. Is Detox coming?
Oh, man. Yes, it is. Dre's got some crazy records for it already. So, and you know what actually ended up happening was Dre was kind of on fire with his own record, and once it happened with my record, he kind of put his record on hold. He put Detox on hold, which I'm grateful for because I know he wants to put it out. But he's got a bunch of songs right now that are just kind of, I'm like, yo, homie, like, what are you doing? It. Like, let's go.
Hey, man, did you pull any Dr. Dre, like, Detox records? Did you pull any of the beats? Like, oh, man, let me have
for
this
yourself.
One.
Oh, yeah. Well, when he put his record on hold, there was things that he had in the stash that were kind of like, you know, he'd play it for me and be like, yo, I was saving this, but if you want it. And I'll be like, okay, give me it.
You're like, hell yeah, I want it.
Yeah, I don't know which particular records, but because there was so many, we did so many records, I don't know which ones were actually kind of for Detox or whatever, but I know there was a couple that I snatched.
I hope that we see a Detox record before.
We will.
Okay.
We will.
Cool. If you say it, I believe it. Best believe
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Liar.
Pants on fire. You won't get much higher.
Shout out to Volume 10. What up, bro? Hey, man. But yeah, but even, you know, that was a moment in time. But yeah. Drake finally came out and said, hey, it's not going to happen.
He did.
You know, Jade is in ninth grade now. So Jaden, because I did start off and say, hey, will Jaden be able to bump Detox before he graduates?
So yeah.
So they got a few years.
He does. There's time. Like, when they go out to the Super Bowl, we can be like, hey, guys, we'll tweet them. Like, hey, make sure you drop the album, too.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
But we can try.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy about that, in case you missed it, Ani, with Eminem, is I don't remember that.
Really? I was hoping you would say, like, something
man,
like,
man, yeah, I don't remember that, man.
Big, there's so many rare interviews with you and Eminem. I just have them, like, now
saved. I know.
Saved.
Get them all together. Just, yeah, please.
Yeah. Put on a jump for me, please.
Yeah, but no, I didn't remember that, man.
So
that,
awesome.
Man, thank you. In case you missed it, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Good to see people back in the neighborhood, man. Yes, it is, man. Sleepy. I'm about to say sleepy boys. You know what I'm saying? Sleepy brown big boy in the neighborhood. Yeah, man, yes, welcome back to the neighborhood, fellas.
Yes, man. Great to be here.
Man, what y'all been up to since the pandemic? Just creating it. But y'all been doing shows too, huh?
Yeah.
Now that we kind of back.
Yeah.
Still touring. And
you guys been in business for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Y'all been in famous more than y'all haven't been famous.
Yeah.
As far as like life, y'all stepped on many good floors.
Man.
Hey, and I think I shared this with you before, Big Boy, where years ago, I remember, and this was years before I got into radio, everything. I was bodyguarding the rap group, The Far Side, right?
Wow.
I remember even before that, you guys had kind of popped, right? And I'm hearing Big Boy, Big Boy, Big Boy. And they was like, yeah, man, this is dude named Big Boy from Outkast. And I told my homies, I said, man, I ain't tripping on that. They ain't going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good thing I didn't bet my life on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to go to the cemetery every year. Like, man, sorry I put your life on that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you've been proving me wrong for a long time.
Hey, man, just started young, 17 years old, man. I'm a young, handsome 46. You know what
go
I'm talking
ahead
about?
Now, brother.
With a strong back.
Talk to me about the new project, man. You guys been rocking together for decades, man. So this is like low-hanging fruit when y'all come together.
Yeah, it was just, you know, from us being on the road and, you know, performing the classics, you know, So Fresh, So Clean.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And the reactions.
Can't wait and everything. It was just like, hey, man, why don't we just do a record? And we just start beat harvesting, collecting beats, and it was like, okay.
Let's always had a chemistry anyway, though.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely not nothing forced.
No,
not at all.
Like you said, it's like you never know you could do something until you're like, why we didn't do that long time ago?
Yeah.
You know?
That's the first thing we said. We were like, what? Maybe we should have been here.
God's timing, though.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And y'all probably been on, y'all been on stage in many lands.
Yes.
And now it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, what's left?
Oh, it's a lot left, brother. Yeah. Ain't no expiration date on what we do.
No, that's right.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? So The Big Sleepover is the name of the album.
Yes, sir.
Low Hanging Fruit.
Yes,
who came up with the title?
Well, the name of the group, actually, Ray of Organized Noise came up with it because we were trying to come up with a name. Both of us are originally from
Savannah. So is The Big Sleepover the album and the group?
Yes. We were going to call ourselves West Savannah because both of us are originally from West Savannah.
I'm going to make sure I get that, too. I'm going to trademark that. just in case y'all try to come through. If y'all try to come back around to it.
West Savannah.
Or sign some youngsters. Be like, yeah, since y'all from the city, too. You know what I'm saying?
Ray named us, man. And we just, you know, it was funny when he said it. He was like, man, why don't y'all just call yourself Big Sleepover? We were like, what? That's kind of fun.
After it hit the brain, right? You're like, nah. Ooh, yeah, I like that. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, big interview. It is going down, man. Sleepy Brown, Big Boy in the neighborhood, man. The big sleepover up in here. How long have y'all been working on the project? And I know it's probably been a lifetime because, you know what I mean? But when y'all said, man,
we're going to do it,
it's
been about 3 years. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We actually finished it before all the craziness started.
Oh, wow.
So when the pandemic hit, do y'all think release now or do y'all think, because we didn't know if we could wait it out. We didn't know what the business was looking like.
No, we, we was like, definitely, we wanted to get out and, you know, do what we're doing now, talk about it, go shake hands, kiss babies.
Yeah.
But you really can't do that now.
Nah.
You know, fist bump. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, for real. But just to get out here and campaign. Lock. Campaign for it. You know what I'm saying? And when it opened back up to doing shows, like, okay, they got to feel it.
Did you miss that stage, though? And, like, you know, because in the people and the sound. Because at one point, we all had to pivot. Yeah. And then you kind of enjoyed it, like, oh, okay, yeah, I get a chance. And then after a while, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
No, what's funny, I told, like I was talking to Big about it. I was like, man, all the shows we've been doing so far since we got back into it have been incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really incredible.
Hey, dude, and we hungry. We want
to
see it.
Yeah, everybody wants to see it, so it makes it extra, extra big. You know?
Yeah, man. So when does the album itself drop?
We're going to do it like a thief in the night.
I heard that. We just going to wake up and it's there?
It's gonna
yes,
go.
Sir.
I love it.
We don't get nobody no chance to try. I'm talking about we're going to come like the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
All yes, right.
Sir. Yes.
And then one day we'll just wake up. And you know what's crazy about that? Is that works now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember back in the days, it was like, man, New Music Tuesday. You had to put everything into it. Like, we wake up, be like, oh, man.
No. Catch them off guard. Because now it's like it's a vacuum, though. Right. If you put music out on a Friday, by Monday or Tuesday, it's like, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, we say that all the time. Yeah. You're like, man, when y'all putting out something new? Like, bro, we just put this out on the 27th.
Exactly.
It's the second.
Yeah. So right. We've been trickling out, slow dripping out the songs, and now, you know, they want it now. Yeah. They was calling the Big Sleepover album like the new detox.
They thought we were playing it. Had y'all been talking it up that much?
We just been dropping songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just dropping songs so when we go on the road, we can just do the new songs, the records, and get the reaction. So the reactions have been crazy.
Really, though? Because when you said the detox, usually we waiting on, you know, like Rihanna's the new detox.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But y'all have been releasing music.
Yeah. Saying the album coming soon.
Is it different now, man, with both of you guys having such an extensive catalog? Is there a pressure to the music that you guys put out?
Nope.
No, not at all.
It's straight recreational, right?
Yeah, it's always that feeling. We know what when we got something, you know.
Right.
Yeah, like Intentions. When we did Intentions with CeeLo, we knew that was a humper. You know, what I mean? We knew that was hot.
Exactly.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios, man. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Big interview. It is going down, man. Sleepy Brown, Big Boy in the neighborhood, man. The big sleepover up in here. Hey, man. So, y'all stay on the road. Would there be a tour as well?
Yo, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to hit the festival circuit.
What's on y'all writer contract? And I'm talking about like the big sleepover writer contract. Not Big Boy, not Sleepy Brown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, what would be on there?
It's the same thing. We got about 4 bottles of Casamigos.
Go ahead now.
8 bottles of the thought wine.
This dude ain't got no wings or nothing to eat.
No, we got wings. We got wings.
Roasted lemon pepper wings.
Yes, go ahead now.
We got peanut butter. Could we eat that off the spoon?
Mm. Go ahead now.
We got cheese popcorn.
Cheese popcorn, that's Brown's
that's
favorite.
That's my thing. Yes, sir.
Hey, make sure y'all put the cheese popcorn
in there. It's got to be on the smart. I want the smart
cheese. Yeah, he wants the real. He's like, man, get this fake ass popcorn.
Or the skinny pop. You know what I'm saying? Either of them two.
Assorted juices and alkaline water.
Hey, man, do y'all take, like, say, for instance, if you are on a bus or you got it, do y'all take the stuff out the dressing room
still? Let me tell you something. You don't know. But you ever heard of Costco?
Yeah.
Well, my garage is called Bosco's.
Hey, man.
Let me try to tell you.
Yeah.
When they say you need to stock up, when the COVID came out, boy, I got
like,
something
I'm
in case
good.
Of what. Boy, let me tell you something. So many ramen noodles, soups, dry canned
goods. Walked in Big House one time. All I saw was cheese, popcorn, Doritos.
I'm talking about, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you, too. When they ask me, they're like, what do you want in your dressing room? I'm like, such and such, such and such. And I'm telling you, bro, I would bring an empty backpack.
Yeah.
Or I take everything,
Let me
bro.
Tell you something. We did a new club in Denver when we was out there doing a show with Wu-Tang, right?
Yeah.
Brand new club. They had Sonos in there, brand new Sonos speakers. I thought they were giving it to me. It was for the actual club. But I'd have had my people wear the Sonos. I'd have took the speakers. I'd have took cameras and everything back to the hotel.
Oh.
They're like, "Big, you got to give it back. We ain't get our back in yet."
Then, but your heart was good.
Yeah, you weren't stealing.
You were just like, man.
I like it was in my dressing room.
Like, man. Like, Big, you think you can bring the lights back? Like, when you got the rider contract, you saw what kind of lighting we like. I thought that was.
You bring the lights back.
But you wrote it all back.
I thought they were being nice to me, man.
You know what I love about that too, Big Boy, is that it's been so many years that you've been in the game, but you still think like that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. I'm talking about my manager called me the next day like, man, y'all stole the speaker.
Like, no, we didn't.
I thought that was my ass.
Yeah, like, man, if your heart was pure. Yeah. I remember one time, man, I won't say any names, but during a BET award show, they took the TVs.
Whoa.
Yeah, they took the TVs. They set the TVs up for gaming and everything. Yeah, and Snoop. and Warren G took the TVs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, we used to do that too, man. We sure did, man. You take the Dungeon family out there, we're going to wipe it all out.
Oh, man. Hey, man, when y'all traveled as Dungeon family, how many of you guys were on the road?
Like 13,
14. 13 real people so that you fun, love. Bro. I can imagine,
that
man.
Was so much fun. We did like a 2-week tour.
Yeah.
We had so much fun.
So much fun, man.
Oh. Y'all probably can't tell everybody everything, though.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know, when we went out this time, you know, it was older, so, you know, ain't no wild.
Oh, yeah. He was like, this time. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, man. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Big boy. The big sleepover is going down, man. Yes, you got Big Boy, and Sleepy Brown. We're the new group.
Yeah.
They're going to include me in it anyway. I might as well just
big,
go ahead.
Big, and Sleep.
Yeah,
that's how big and sleep.
Yeah, I might as well. Big, I want to play this thing which you call for real,
yeah.
or for false.
Gotcha.
All righty? I'm going to ask you something about you. If it's for real, just say for real. If it's not real, just say for false. All righty?
Okay.
When his mother found out he was skipping school to rap, she told him if he continued to cut classes, she wouldn't permit him to be in any kind of rap group. He graduated high school with a 4.0 grade point average. For real, for false.
For false, I graduated with a 3.68.
Damn. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
But it was, honest though.
3.68.
Yes.
That's great.
Hell awesome, yeah. What bro. Did you graduate with?
I think it was around like a 3.8 because I was in the higher honors.
What about you, Louis? 2.3 or something? Yeah, yeah. I got out with the bare necessities. Bare necessities. Yeah, that's how I got out, man.
Damn.
All right, for real, for false. He says he can't cook.
That's false.
Yeah.
I can cook.
Nah, yeah, how can you be from
cook.
Atlanta?
Like I just learned how to cook, though.
Oh, really, though?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I can't cook. I'm not that good.
Yeah, I just learned how
to cook. Well, you cook up some music. Hello. That's you know what I'm saying? Cook up hits.
Just learn how to do it.
Like, really?
No, ever since, like, all the kids went to college, my wife don't cook no more.
Oh, yeah, so you had to feed yourself, huh?
Yeah, basically.
So if dinner was at your house tonight, mm-hmm. what do you make?
Grilled lobster tails.
Ooh, oh, you cooking for real.
Black-eyed peas. I might do a little Hawaiian roll. Might do some sautéed spinach.
Oh, you cooking. Okay, you ain't saying like spaghetti.
Maybe some barbecue shrimp.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, he gets down.
Yeah, he can afford all of it, too. All right. There was almost a third member of OutKast.
Yes.
And it was?
CeeLo Green.
That's crazy.
CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you know, but damn, they popped, too. So it's not like you sit back and say, because if it had been a third member and it's like, man, like who? Like, oh, man, this dude named Jerome Taylor.
No, it was
like,
crazy.
Like, we never heard of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it was crazy because, like, we were doing like public access TV shows and stuff like that.
Don't I know it.
But I would have to stay in school, and so CeeLo and Dre would go.
Yeah.
And go do.
So
the
they
TV
definitely
show.
Had a 3.68, huh?
No, they went over campus. But Dre came back and got his though.
Oh, really though? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So CeeLo would go and do the cable access show
with Dre, yeah.
And so he was almost. How close did he become to being almost a third member? Was it unofficial at the time? Like,
He was just with us, and it was unofficial because then he did like to fight too much.
Yeah, CeeLo.
Like he just walk up to somebody like at the mall and just slap the shit out.
Slap him, man.
Damn,
he was a trip.
Yeah. Brutal.
He was brutal, bro. He was gangster.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish he had slapped me now. This economy, guys. You see how much gas is?
Right.
Man, I settled out of court for like $1,500 right now. You know? For real, for false. His uncle Russell introduced him to Kate Bush, Prince, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses.
Boy, that is for real.
Go ahead now.
No, really?
Yeah. My Uncle Russell. You know everybody got that weird ass uncle. my mom's youngest brother, man. He turned me on to all kind of alternative music when I was in like middle school, and my grandmama turned me on to reggae and soul, and then he turned me on to that, and then that's how the palette just got so extensive.
Hey man, isn't that crazy? I was about to say how you never knew that was tuition being paid into the school of experience where it did so much for you later on.
Yes, man.
Believe that, man. Y'all stick around, y'all radios for real, for false, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Any click of the day.
Big, there's this woman on TikTok going viral because she tattooed her face on TikTok.
Oh, Lord.
Thinking that it would fade away. And then she made another video saying, you guys, I'm getting really worried. It's not fading at all. One thing that I saw, I was like, oh, this is relatable to me. But she was just like, okay, my dad's on TikTok now. I hope he doesn't see this video.
Do your dad know you're on Tinder?
Tinder, no. Ooh.
He don't know you're on any dating apps?
No.
Did your dad speak English?
He did very bad,
I heard
but he
that.
Does.
She said very bad.
Very bad.
Man, can you bring him in so I can give him an audition?
He told me to tell you. He's like, tell Big Boy, I could cough really loud. I'm like,
he can cough loud. I would love to see that. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Well, this doesn't surprise me, guys, because according to a new study, more than 40% of people say they would engage in sexual intercourse with a robot.
Why that doesn't surprise you?
Yeah, it doesn't, Doc.
Why that doesn't surprise you, bro?
Have you seen these
because
new robots?
Because that surprises me.
That surprises me.
Why the...
I'm already taking over the world. One bedroom at a time.
Is that yours? Is that your robot?
That was
why
another.
That doesn't surprise you that 40% of people say that they would have sex with a robot? Wow.
I just assume, you know, technology nowadays, there's these like these full-size
robots. And he said, have you
robots?
Seen how they look?
There's
no,
these full-size
I haven't.
Robots. They really look like human-like.
So 40% is damn near half of everybody in the neighborhood, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a good
Jose,
percentage there.
Sex yes. with a robot. And I'm going to tell you guys straight
keep
up, I would not
too,
have
dog.
Sex with a robot. This is on everything I love from the ground and above. You know,
yeah.
Today. Because I don't know what's going to happen like 5-10 years from now. I don't know. Hey. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I never thought about, man, I'm going to smash out this robot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, this doesn't surprise me. So I don't even think I need to ask you, right?
I'm in.
I don't need to ask you.
Really?
I'm totally in, bro. Have you
I
seen
am
like-
here. Big Daddy. Come over here, Big Daddy.
It's going to be
you
like.
You going to program it yourself?
I'm telling you, it's going to be like building a Tesla in the next couple of years.
Right. Well, I don't have a Tesla.
Color. You're going to pick size.
Hey, man, he waiting for the day. Here I am waiting for COVID to be over. And this dude waiting for the day when he can have his Latina Filipina.
Would you, like, caress it like it's real?
Yeah.
He said, have you seen the way they look now?
That's an actual robot talking. Like, that's what they're going
to. No. Yes.
I am already taking over the world.
That's a robot?
That's it.
Whoa.
I thought that was so real.
Man, you couldn't tell me that wasn't, like, some hot female that you just stuck a mic in front of.
Imagine that. The robot can say all the right things, anything you want it to say.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one you want.
Was that the Terminator?
You're like, wait. Oh, man, are you leaving?
Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back.
Yeah, man.
Going
this
to the
dude
closet,
said, I'm not surprised. Oh, wow. He said, I'm not surprised. That 40%. You really just told us. All jokes aside, would you smash out a robot?
I think I would, bro.
Damn.
I'm
keep well, you're keeping it real, though.
Wait, okay. Is 40% like 1 in 4?
I don't know. You give me a Jennifer Lopez.
I was going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he was 1.
Uh-huh. 40%
that's
then
they have.
Five.
Yeah, what'd you say?
2 and 5.
2 and 5.
Two
all right.
Out of 5.
2 out of, oh. We need one more person in here.
Right.
Well, Vic's over there. But
Yeah. Vic looked like he had smashed out a robot.
I know he would.
He don't even know we're talking about him right now.
Yeah, all right. Hands up, Vic.
Yeah, hands up. Look at him. Thumbs up. He put his thumb up. Like, yeah.
Bump your head if you
want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Put your headphone on one ear if you would smash out a robot. Oh, there it is.
He's down.
Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, Natalia. Mm-hmm. The 90-day rule.
Oh, you know, I was scrolling on Twitter the other day, Big, and I always see the best tweets sometimes. That's what I do. That's what I do. But this one kind of stopped me in my tracks, Big, because someone had a big question, and they asked, do people still follow the 90-day rule? And they put the little, like, emoji.
Yeah,
the one with the little hand on your chin. And if you've never heard of the 90-day rule, basically the 90-day rule is that when you first meet someone and you start dating, you wait 90 days until smashing.
3 months.
3 months.
The 90-day rule.
That's a long time to wait.
Did you wait? Did you do the 90-day rule?
Nope.
Really?
With my husband and Matt, no. I did have a rule of, okay, I want this to happen before, you know, we take it to the next the next level. And
can
I did
share that with some.
Oh, no. I wanted to make sure that we both were exclusive, but like we didn't have the boyfriend, girlfriend. It was more like you're not dating anyone else or talking to anyone else. Neither am I. We
like,
don't have
I'm
the,
not Saturday and somebody's Sunday.
Exactly.
Or gotcha.
But we didn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right. Understood.
But I needed that because I got to be safe.
And yeah, you know.
Yeah. Gotta be clean.
All right. And I would ask Ani, but no need to.
So I'm not
but
clean.
But when I do get
say
in
now.
It.
I said, so I'm not clean.
When I do get in it, he's waiting more than that.
Really, though?
Yeah.
I mean, he don't wait
more than 3 months?
Years.
90 days. In a month, you'll get a kiss. Yeah, you're not getting a kiss like the, what? 90
so
3 months?
90
yeah.
days is too much?
No, it's I would
not
go
enough.
Longer. No, I would definitely go, you're not.
You'll go longer?
She's going to make him wait a month for a kiss.
Right.
Yeah. What do you mean I can't just kiss like a first guy? With
that. That's fine. Right. That's fine. You can do the 9 year.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't want to date you, honey.
Yeah. Hey, dude, there's some guy that's probably with interest and like, oh, I ain't gonna call her.
Hey, we're weeding them out.
She's talking about 90 days. Like, oh, I didn't, then you hear the 90-day rule, but I'm wondering, does it still apply?
Yeah, like, do people still do it? Do
like, we did the 90-day rule, but I didn't know we were doing the 90-day. Oh. Neither did she. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's just that we were talking, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I don't just lay down. You
know
what I'm saying?
Sure.
You can't just have this.
Yes,
you know
what I mean?
This is a prize.
I'm going to see you all this, you know what I mean?
Tell them, big.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right. I wanted to hear from people. I want to know if people still, like...
I'd rather we just keep it with us. For those out there, does the 90-day rule work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Does the 90-day rule work for you? You know what I'm saying? Fuse, did it work for you? Look at Fuse over there like, please, Vic, don't. Please, Vic. Why Vic one can't be here today? The 90-day rule, do you believe in it?
No, I don't.
I heard that.
I don't.
It's always you believe in it when you finally married your wife.
Yeah.
If you just date, you're like, oh, man, that rule sucks. You know, like, that's 90 days. Oh, man, you crazy as hell.
I want to hear it.
All righty, does the 90-day rule work for you? Hit us up, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. Does the 90-day rule work for you? Let's bring Ashley into the neighborhood. Ashley, hello.
Hello
there, Ashley. Ashley, does the 90-day rule work for you?
It did work.
It did work. I heard that.
Work.
Talk to me, Ashley.
It was good, too, but it worked.
Now,
waited a little bit past 90 days.
Yeah.
We've been together. We started dating in 2012.
Uh-huh.
We got married in 2014.
I love it. I love it.
A little bit past 90 days, it worked. It was
now,
well worth the
let
wait.
Let me tell you, Ashley, were you doing the 90-day rule? Were you aware that you were doing the 90-day rule, or did it just come about as, oh, we haven't smashed in, like, over 90 days?
No, we knew. We talked about it first.
All right. And who threw it up first?
Don't anybody get to dip in the cookie jar. I'm sorry.
I heard that. And who suggested it? You or him? Or was it kind of like mutual, like at the same time?
It was more so me.
Okay.
Just to make sure he was the right one.
I heard that.
And he was.
And, yeah. And now y'all been married and it worked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Y'all have any kids?
We have two kids.
I heard that. Well,
beautiful.
Congratulations to you and your guy. Hey, man, somebody looking at their radio right now like, it worked. You know what I'm saying? All righty, let's go to Megan right here.
Yes.
All righty, Megan, hello. Hello.
Hello
there, Megan.
You?
Megan, does the 90-day rule work for you?
I'm going to say no. I think more people need to set intent when they're laying down with somebody, but they also need to listen to Kevin Samuels, and he will help you guys get to the ultimate end of being married and all that stuff. And I don't think necessarily like you should jump in with somebody immediately, but I think you need to set your time and set intent.
And what do you do? Like what happens with you? Do you wait 90 days or what?
Not necessarily 90 days.
I'm listening to your voice. No, listen to me. Who's going to wait for you?
Ooh.
I'm listening to you. And you don't sound like you're worthy of somebody waiting for 90. That's Kevin. That's the guy she's
really?
Quoting. The dude, Kevin Samuels. I can't believe, Megan, that you brought up
gosh.
Kevin Samuels. He is so hard on women.
He's not hard on women. He is real with women, and he talks to women how we're not used to being talked to, but we need men to be able to talk to us and give us the real information. Because if I had Kevin Samuels a long time ago, I'd be a lot further in life.
Wow.
So I stand for him.
If y'all don't know Kevin Samuels, mm-hmm. follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
He do these lives. And, man, it's like, I'm like, and I guess he giving it to you real. But I'm like, why do women call this dude up?
Oh, wow.
My man would be like, oh, okay, you want a man with money. Uh-huh. Well, what are you bringing to the table?
Yep.
What do you? He's real,
yeah,
but it's
yeah,
like,
for
damn.
Sure.
All righty, does the 90-day rule work for you? Hit us up, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
All righty now, does the 90-day rule work for you? Let's bring Paulo into the neighborhood. Paulo, hello. Paulo, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Paulo. Does the 90-day rule work for you?
90 days. Are you crazy? No, 90 days. I ain't waiting. Is she waiting 90 days? Is she practicing 90 days for me? Is she going to the gym, jumping on the neck machine, doing neck? No, I don't know. I got to wait 90 days for her.
I mean, with the 90-day rule, it'd be you waiting for her and she waiting for you. That's usually what the 90-day rule is. So you're not waiting at all.
I'll tell you what. I bought a ring after a month, proposed at 3 months, married in 4 months total.
I heard that. He was like, man, I'm
12 years.
I heard that.
Two kids. Man, it's
Damn, bro. I love it. He was like, man, so wait, I got to marry you first? Well, let's get on down here. Let's jump the broom in. Let's get on down here. All right. What's your name again? Listen, I'm Paulo.
What's your name again?
Like, you know, like my name brother's name, and my sister's name is Paula, and I'm Paulo. All right. There it is right there. Hey, I didn't get the gym. The neck, 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 neck. Right. Big analogy. Is she at the gym doing the neck, 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 neck? Huh? Is she doing crunches? She's got a hand behind her head doing the neck.
She preparing for this 90
days? She's doing squats, squats, squats. Exactly there, big boy. Love you every morning, though, bro. Congratulations on the star. All righty, let's bring Shannon into the neighborhood.
All righty, though. He's probably like, I'm never calling him again.
Shannon, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Shannon. If you're calling for Paulo, he's married with kids, so please, it's not a hookup thing.
He did it in a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Paulo, does the 90, my bad, Shannon, does the 90-day rule work for you?
Oh, my gosh. It didn't work for me at first, but then it ended up working for me when a gentleman made me wait 90 days.
Oh, man. He made you wait 90 days, huh? You were like, just let me touch you. I heard it. Oh, I love that. That's a powerful man right there.
What idiot was
that?
So
you say it didn't work for you at first. So we're talking about two different situations here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was married 18 years, and I got back out there, and, you know, mama needed some love, and I wanted things a little bit quicker than I used to. And then I met this gentleman like 6 months ago. He made me wait 3 months, and the intimacy level was just skyrocketed.
I heard that.
3 months.
Now, when he said, like, you know, the 90-day rule, did you know that you were waiting 90 days, or it just didn't happen?
Yeah, because I wanted it sooner. So yeah. He was making me wait with everything. I was like, God, am I ugly? What's going on here? I don't get this, you know. But, you know, he really wanted to get to know me and make sure that he loved me before we did anything. And I am beyond appreciative of it. And like I said, it's 10 times better.
I heard that.
So it was worth waiting.
I heard that.
I wonder if he did that to all the women he met. Like, hey, 90-day rules. Like, damn.
He was probably just
tired. Married,
you know?
Yeah, he was married 18 years too before and was only with one person. So we had similar stories, but I was just a little bit more active after my divorce.
I heard that. He had some wild oats to sow. She was like, man, I held this monkey off for 18 years.
Y'all tripping.
She was like, I'm going out. Hey, man, even when she was with the other guys, she was like, what you waiting on?
Well, I want to be too much. Don't do too much.
All right, y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, does the 90-day rule work for you? Let's bring Gregory into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Gregory. Gregory, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Gregory. Gregory, does the 90-day rule work for you?
Absolutely not. And the reason being is that most people, when they meet someone, their mind and the brain is like a supercomputer, so they can process advantages and disadvantages within, I'm going to say on record, 92.3 seconds.
Hello, there it is. So about a minute and a half, they can just break it down, and you already know pretty much at this point.
Without question. And you could actually call Jada Smith, and she could tell you the same thing.
Go ahead. Now, I don't have a number on it, but can you call her on three-way?
Hit her up for us.
So forget the 90-day rule. You're talking about the 90-second rule.
It's a fact. It's an absolute fact. I've experimented with it over the years myself.
Nice.
With different persons that I've met, and you can just tell within that time frame, smash, no smash, like that.
Right. It seems like there's
an initial physical attraction that is there, and people sometimes admit it, sometimes they don't. But if you're not attracted to a person, it could be 900 days, and it still won't change.
Mm, damn.
So pretty much, it's all physically. It's all looks. Pretty much, that's what determines.
Initially, now the other elements come in and enhance that attraction or detract from it, depending on the type of person.
I don't know, man, because I look like this, and I've had sex before 90 days. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Now, Gregory, are you in a relationship yourself?
No, I'm not currently, because it's just one of those things where I've been focusing on and other aspects of my life in terms of business and things.
Hey, man, it's the most I've heard you pause since you got on here. Yeah, man. At first, you're like, yeah, 92.3 seconds. And then I say, you in a little that's all, folks. Like, yeah. So what's going on with you, Gregory? Huh?
Uh-huh. I've had people that I've talked to on the phone at various times, and they're like, within 90 seconds, we go from business to, can we get together? I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That was just, okay, that's just on the phone, man.
Hey, man, have you ever waited 90 days?
Yeah, I have, actually.
And aside from being like a child or anything, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, we ain't gonna wait. But you, was it your wait of 90 days? Was it her 90-day rule? Or did you just realize y'all came together like, oh, damn, it's been 90 days?
Well, she indicated to me when I first met her, most people that I meet, they only want one thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, okay. In my mind, I said, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm never that guy. I don't fall into that category. Mm-hmm. So after 6 months, six literal months, she said, hey, are you not interested? Because I've been walking around in these negligees and things, and you're just like, okay, hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and take off. It actually forced her hand to the point. She could never say that's all he wanted.
My man did the 180-day rule. He said, I'll take your 90 days and raise you 90 days. Y'all hit us up, man. Does the 90-day rule work for you? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello.
Hello there. Jesse, who's wrong when it comes to this phone? Louis G don't think that Aliana, 9 years of age, should have this expensive phone, and Myra said, you know what? I want to hand it down to her. Who's wrong?
I usually don't agree with Louis G, but I'm agree with Louis G on this one.
Think about it. If we were to give her this $900 phone, she would expect the next model to be next year.
You ever thought about breaking up?
I agree.
That's not an option.
It is an option.
When do you think you'll give John Matthew's phone?
Oh, my God. Probably not until, like, old, maybe middle school.
Really?
Yeah, he has a little fake phone.
If he got a fake one now, his real one's coming at 3.
For real?
Yeah, trust that. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy has left the building.